I can't believe people leave their car doors unlocked. I've found credit cards, debit cards, and social security cards. It's like stealing candy from a baby.
Aha, I caught you.
Party pooper, be safe. You can't stop me. I know my rights. I'm just walking around here.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the days of Mayberry are pretty much over. I'll take Rob You Blind to jail. However, he will be back. It's important to keep all your doors locked and your valuables secured, because Rob You Blind will take full advantage of crimes of opportunity. So remember to take the extra step and lock your stuff up. And that's your tip of the day from Sergeant Be Safe.
Subscribe now.
Officer Shen.
Hey, officer.
The reason I pulled you over is because you're speeding a little, okay?
Oops. Sorry, officer.
All right. Can I see a driver license proof of insurance, ma'am?
I actually don't have that with me.
Okay. No problem. I'll just get your first and last name, okay?
Sure.
What's your first name?
Rita.
Okay. Last name?
Go.
Go. Rita, go?
Correct. Thank you, officer.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
You work?
Are you 446?
Bruh.
He had a drop. Oh. Oh, I can't breathe.
Radio.
Oh. He needs some milk. He don't know I'm doing this shit.
Welcome to Black and Blue, the podcast that brings you the untold stories behind the badge. Every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we dive deep into the lives of our unsung heroes, the first responders and law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line to protect us all. So join us as we humanize the badge. We shed light on the incredible individuals who wear it proudly. From rookies just starting out on their journey to seasoned vets with years of experience, even retirees who continue to make a difference in their communities. Come with us and discover the trainings that mold us. The unforgettable experiences that make us. Publications that inspire us to push forward. So buckle up and get ready to embark on a thrilling journey through the lives of those who protect and serve. This is the Heartbeat, Black and Blue. Black and Blue. where the stories behind the badge are true.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Excuse me, I apologize. It's going to be a rough one today, but we're going to get through it and we're going to have fun. It's only going to be rough because, like I told our guest who's backstage, I got a sore throat going on and my voice keeps fluctuating, but we're going to have a lot of fun in this podcast tonight. I am your host. I am Coach Klee. I'm Klee Tillman. I'm Clark Tent. I'm the coldest. I have so many different names, and we're gonna retire one of those names just for tonight in a moment after I explain so many things. But I'm your host. I'm your motivational speaker, your empowerment coach, your author, and your favorite baker coach, Klee, coming at you. And this is the podcast Black and Blue. You know, we airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly. And what we do, we interview someone from law enforcement or a first responder, whether they're rookie, seasoned, or retiree. And when we interview them, we talk about their trainings, their experiences, and their publications. And we have a lot of fun doing it. And I told you that this month is going to be a great month. We got a barn burner for you today. Some of you guys may know him. Others of you may not. But we're going to learn more about him. And we're going to learn more about his experience and his expertise that he's going to share with us today. Okay? But I got to let you know, right now, we're streaming on 5 different platforms. Yes, 5. We're on 2 on YouTube, we're on 2 on Facebook, and we're on 1 on LinkedIn. So make sure you hit those like buttons on whatever platform you're on, because likes are free, and likes keep that algorithm going, and I truly appreciate it. Tag, like, share, tell your friends about it. All right. Also, this is a live interview. So if you have a question or a comment, or you just want a shout out, you got to put your name and where you're from in the comment section, and we'll give you the shout out that you're looking for. If you have a question, you also have to put that in the comment section as well. Give us about a 5 to 10 second. There's about a 5 to 10 second delay from the time that you post it till the time that we see it, but we will acknowledge it, okay? And if you're watching the replay, we're gonna go ahead and we'll make sure we acknowledge that as well. One Way Publishing, like you saw, is the sponsorship for this podcast itself. One Way Publishing is the producers of Sergeant Be Safe, the cartoon you saw in the beginning. Also, it's a book publishing company. The books behind me are some of the clients that they have. I wrote 5 myself, and they also have many more clients that are coming through the pipelines now and clients that already wrote their books. Let me see if I can get these on the screen. The latest books, Kay Childs, I got to write her poetry book, which she started over 30 years ago and didn't find a publisher until she came to One Way Publishing and got it done. Shayla and Sophia Thompson, mother-daughter duo, got their first children's book done, came out in December, How to Be So Tall, and they're tearing up the airways now. Both of those books are available on Amazon. Make sure you guys check those out. If you're looking to be a voiceover in the Sergeant Be Safe cartoon, workwithklee.com. It's scrolling below, and it's also in the comment section. That's where you want to go. Also, if you're looking to be on the show itself, whether you're a first responder or in law enforcement, workwithklee.com. That's how you do that. Klee spells C-L-E-E, kind of like you said. Continuing law enforcement edutainment is the point of this podcast, and we're going to have a lot of fun while we do that. We got a couple comments right there. That's right. 10 code mindset. Can't lose that sense of humor on the job. Absolutely. Those are some of the things that make the job most memorable. And former guest on the show, Chief Elliott, this is going to be a great conversation. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can't wait to jump into it. I think I covered everything that I need to cover. I believe so. So we're going to jump right into this interview. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I got a video for you that I'm going to show you here. And we're going to get to the intro. Stand by.
Get a battle.
And that gives you a little preamble of where we're going to be jumping into. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, without further ado, I'm going to bring him to the stage here. He's in law enforcement. He's a first responder. He's a law enforcement police officer. He's also a breath coach. He's also a fitness expert, a taser instructor, a firearms instructor, and a cold exposure expert. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, without further ado, I'm going to bring Billy Dries to the stage. Billy, are you there?
I'm here, Clee. I'm here, sir.
And how are you doing today? I know you sound 10 times better than how I sound right now.
I am absolutely phenomenal. I got to tip my hat to the boys and girls in blue back up north. I'm soaking up the sunshine down here in Marco Island in Florida for a little R&R.
Much needed, much needed. And like I was saying, that's the coldest. You know, guys and girls who know me know I claim to be the coldest. But we're talking to a cold exposure expert who's right now thawing out in some nice weather. So you make sure you enjoy every moment of it. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I guess we can go back a little bit. First of all, first and foremost, I'm a dad of two amazing girls. I love them dearly. I do a lot for them.
Uh-huh.
And, one of the biggest things is just being present, being there. Mm-hmm. And with that comes in with the cold exposure. I've been in law enforcement, in and out of law enforcement since 2007. Got popped out for a little bit for 12 years, like you posted on the pages. And that took some time for me to make that decision. It was a hard decision, but it was made, and it was for the right reasons. Just like my reasons to come back into law enforcement for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Got into law enforcement to not only, you know, benefit the community, to do better for my community, but to do better for my fellow brothers and sisters. Right. I trained the police officers that I was with before I became a police officer. So I was working out with them, training them. And mm-hmm. one of them just said to me, "Hey, you'd make a good police officer." And I said, "You know what? Let's go for it." And that's really where it started.
Gotcha. So
happy to be here. Like I said, I took some time off. Took some time to raise my kids, do a couple other things.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer, realtor, innkeeper, and then back on the job in my current position now. So I think the life experience is my thing that puts me where I need to be, and to help, again, not only my community but my brothers and sisters. That's really my big push, is what I can do for my fellow brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are with the cold. That is where we are with the cold.
So a Renaissance man by far. you've done a little bit of everything, which makes you, like you said backstage, excuse me, a good people person. And we know, for public relations and in this occupation, to being able to talk to people, to get them to understand what's going on, and being relatable to people makes all the difference in the world when it comes to being a first responder or in law enforcement. Wouldn't you say so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's one thing that we really need to do better on, all of us. We always need to improve our human relations, our human interactions, and make them more real and let people know, like the key phrase is, humanize the badge.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same. We are the same.
Exactly. I believe it. So when you started working out, I mean, you said you were working out with guys who you were kind of training to become law enforcement officers. Is that when you first got the bug that, you know, I can do this, I should get in law enforcement myself? Or was it a ride along, or was it something from high school, college, or something from childhood or something? Or
was there was a little bit from childhood, too. I grew up in a small community in Long Island, New York, and we didn't have any police officers in our family, although later on, my brother-in-law, my sister married a police officer. Just kind of looked up to a few of the guys that were in town and thought, you know, that might be a thing. Uh-huh. I went to college for sports and fitness management. Right as I graduated, I applied to a police department in Rhode Island. And I decided at the last minute, nope, it's not for me. And I went into a completely different field. I got my strength conditioning certification, personal training certification, and eventually made it to Connecticut and ran a conditioning clinic for a physical therapist. And I started taking all of her post patients that she did physical therapy with. I would get them after they were done with physical therapy. And quite a few of them were police officers.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And just having conversations with them kind of just was enough to push you over the edge, huh?
Conversations, and then eventually, of course, the almighty ride along, and that really was it. We had one of my sergeants, you know, "Hey, we're not supposed to do this, but we got to go get that car." He hits me on a chase on a ride along. I'm like, okay, sold. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. You go from here to here, and like, yeah, that was enough. That did it.
That adrenaline felt pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, how did you get in the cold exposure and becoming a cold exposure expert? Can you tell us a little bit about the background there?
So, I've been doing cold exposure for over 9 years now, almost 9 years actually. Okay. Coming up on it one more month, and it'll be 9 years for me. And I blew out two discs in my back, my low back. They were gone. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. Doctors were telling me, you got medications, we can do surgery. And, you know, with my career as a police officer before that, because this is when I was running my own farm, I blew out my back. And I just held on to it for a while. I said, let me make my decision. Let me think about this and see where I can go. And it was absolutely miserable. I was on the floor in my house all the time. My kids were little at that point. And at one point, my youngest daughter, I'm laying on the floor on my stomach. My back is a mess. I can't feel my leg, my left leg from my knee down. And I hear my daughter laughing behind me. And I'm sitting, you know, laying on my stomach. And I look back over my shoulder. And there she is, cutting the hair on my legs.
Wow.
She's laughing hysterical. And I'm like, what is going on? So that really hit me hard that my kids are going to pick on me for the rest of my life because I won't be able to do anything. What can I do to better myself, to get out, think outside the box? Growing up as a kid, again, Long Island, my grandfather and I, Pop, we would always, who can get in the water first?
Mm-hmm.
It was April timeframe. So at that point, I said, you know, in my mind, I'm going, I miss my pop. He hasn't been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the time, my wife, I said, hey, I'm going to go swim with Pop. And she looked at me like, what is he doing? And I wobbled out to the truck, took off down to the ocean, and I jumped in and I sat there. And the water was like 42, 46 degrees, something along those lines. I sat in there for about 8-9 minutes. And I just stared off into the distance and was breathing, just slow, controlled breathing. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like I was in another planet. I felt phenomenal. I walk out of the water and I can feel my toes hit the rocks. Wow. That's the first time in 6 months that I could feel my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's it. So for 3 years, I was in the water every day. When it was warm, I got a big old 150-gallon trough and filled it up with ice and water, and I'd sit in it for, at that time it was cold with how much ice I put in it. It was 32 to 38 degrees. I was doing two to three minutes, sometimes 5 minutes a day. And that's really where it started. Met a really good friend of mine, and he started helping me hone my skills for breath work and for cold exposure, the whys, the whens, the hows of it all, and especially with the breathing. And it just brought me back to my passion of, how do we make the human body do better with what we have?
Mm-hmm.
Alongside of that physical component, my mental component, the stress I had, the anxiety I had, the depression I had of what I wasn't able to do with my kids. I was thinking way down the road of, this is awful. I'm not going to play soccer with them. I'm not going to run with them. I'm not going to be able to threaten their boyfriends. Awful. So that all cleared. Is every time I just kept going into the not that I promote threatening boyfriends, by the way.
disclaimer,
dad joke, sorry. That whole concept of being present in myself and just breathing, the mental clarity that came from that was like no other. I had seen therapists before. Nothing. I'd never experienced anything as clear. Now that I have the clarity and I've been working with it, the therapist that I have connected with, it wasn't them, it was me. I couldn't open up. I didn't know how to open up. But after this process, I learned what benefit it was and how I could open up and just be like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm dealing with. You're the pro. Help me. What can I do? And that just cleared the path for everything. And now here we are. And I resort back to it. If I'm feeling, however, off at an angle, not quite right, I take a few breaths. I either drive down to the ocean and jump in, or I've got a tub now at my house that's got a chiller unit to it. And that's it. It feels good to refresh and restart with it.
Interesting, interesting. But I want to thank Scott Medlin, the 10 Code Mindset. It's the ride along that converts people. Yes, we've had a lot of law enforcement individuals on the show where the ride along is what got them into the job. Yes, many times. But let me ask you, that's a very interesting story and how you got into it, the cold exposure. And I mean, the actually one day just kind of dress, hey, I'm going to go for a swim. And you know, it's cold out. It's kind of like, what's going on here? And then to actually do that and kind of zone out and then come back and you feel 10 times better. It's an amazing story to hear and something to experience itself. I know since we've been talking back and forth, either through text messaging or through LinkedIn itself, I was trying it myself. Like I told you before, I would jump in the shower and I did 25 seconds of cold water. And the goal was 30 seconds. And I couldn't even get 30 seconds. And I told you, I've tried it a couple times where I had the water on and I'm sitting there. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is stupid. I mean, no one needs to do this. This doesn't make any sense. And I'm sitting there now like, nope, can't do it. Before I even got to the 30 seconds. So what would you say to someone who actually, wants to get into it, but doesn't have the education or know how to get over the hump of whatever their time frame is or whatever issues are holding them back?
That's a really good question. It's difficult because, again, it's what do we have? A, geographically, where are you? Safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a buddy. I was not smart. I did it by myself for a long time in the Atlantic Ocean. It wasn't always calm. I battled waves. I got so there was both physical and mental offensive attacks coming at me. And I don't recommend it. Now, when I'm talking to people about it, I do say that. I do let, start off in the shower, even if it's 15 seconds. I put the gauntlet, 30 seconds. Do it for 7 days. Take your normal shower, drop that handle down. And you're cold for the last 15 seconds, 30 seconds of your shower. Mm-hmm. Every week, add another 15 seconds to it. Rotate, turn, breathe with it. And the biggest, and that's where it comes back to is the breath. So how I coach people on that aspect of it is, mm-hmm. I really don't, you talk to a lot of breath coaches and they really want to coach you all the way through everything. Mm-hmm. Take a breath in, whether in through your nose, in through your mouth. I like doing all nasal breathing in through the nose, out through the nose, but sometimes you do have to get that big exhale. And that's mm-hmm. during our workshops. Just breathe in and extend that exhale. So that long exhale is really what helps your fight or flight flip the switch and get you through that moment of, I want out of this water now. And again, I told you, backstage, mm-hmm. I hate the cold. No, not even close. I hate it. But doing the things that we don't like makes us stronger. That's what resiliency comes from. And that's it. Just focus and breathe through it. Ride that wave and stay in it. So, when I'm coaching people getting in the tub, you saw Ernie in that preview. Thank you for putting that.
Yeah.
He's making it rain ice cubes and everything. It was, hey, step, sit, and commit. And then breathe,
mm-hmm.
let it all out and, dig deep, find some emotions in it. So if you've got something that's really bothering you, I want to hear a guttural response. I want to hear a guttural, release of air, something like that. Let the fire out, build the fire in the belly. And that keeps you in there. So really coaching people to do that is difficult because I want to be there. I want to coach people. I want to tell mm-hmm. them in person, you can't get this by reading. You can get it by reading, but really mm-hmm. having that same, one-on-one interaction is really the way it's at. But safety, trust yourself, trust your partner, explain the process, talk about the process, and mm-hmm. understand true what your limitations are. And don't go in 30 degrees right away. 55 degrees is plenty cold enough. 60 degrees is plenty cold enough. You can adjust your time. You go into 60-degree water, and you'll feel it'll be cold, but you'll notice that you're like, all right, that was 3 minutes. That was not easy, but not hard. Let's try to make it colder next time. So just, really just breaking it down into baby steps, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
A, look at what temperature you have available. Mm-hmm. most tap water out of your faucet, again, New England-wise, you're looking at 40 to 45, 50 degrees right out of the tap. Perfect. You don't need ice.
Mm.
Save the ice for other things. Just get in that, fill that tub up, and if you have to rinse it out and redo it every once in a while, that's okay.
Mm.
And just work with what you have. Down here, I'm realizing Florida, tap water's not cold. I took cold showers this whole week, and I'm like, we're not quite there. So, but you work on it.
It looks like Scott's saying, excuse me, wait, you put me in 37 degree water in the Atlantic Ocean, but that's okay. Exhale.
Scott, you're a professional and you're with a trained professional. I had you. You were perfectly fine. You did a fantastic job. I was proud of you. Scott came in and he did. He trusted and trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
The looks that he gave me were not cool at all. And we had a group, and Chief Moya was in that group too. And I looked around the room, the circle in the water, and they were all like, hey, this is cold, Billy. What are we doing? And we focused on the breathing. And like Scott points out, exhale. Exhale it out and really extend it there, and it switches that trigger in the brain. You're like, okay, I got this. So, you know, that's I'm awesome with the verbal diarrhea and talking around things a lot. So I apologize, but really just, you know, trust the process, looking through, getting resources out there. There's a bunch of different resources out there that we can cite. We can put it in the notes later if you'd like. I can give a couple of links to podcasts, other podcasts, and a couple of, you know, real true gurus that I look up to and I get my research from. I'd be more than happy to supply that afterwards if that's good with you. But really just trusting it and knowing that it does work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go into an open body of water, having a partner and keeping it short, if you get in there, you know, at the shower, there's no danger. Turn the knob off. You're done. In the water, if you hit 30 seconds, cool. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Try it again. We just started with our group up in Maine. We had two new guys. They weren't in law enforcement, but they do. They're businessmen. It applies.
Mm-hmm.
They both. There, we've got one gentleman that you saw in the video there with the white goatee. He's a go-getter, and he likes to push people a little bit. So I have to kind of pull him back a little. But he pushed them. He pushes them, and they do really well. They breathe. They work through it. There's a little bit of joking going on. But they all did 5 minutes, and we were at 39 degrees. So they did well. But the biggest thing is to stay with them afterwards and work through the warm-up process, you know, rewarming and not getting right into a hot shower. That's dangerous. Just, you know, the rule is leave your car running. Leave your car running. You get out, you got someplace warm to go back into. For me, sometimes I don't do that depending on the temperature and what's going on. I've plunged in you know, nor'easters, it's snowing and blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I typically don't stay out in that. I'll get in the water real quick, 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll get out and get in my truck and warm up. So it's just really just knowing your surroundings and what you can push and just being safe. That's really it. It's just being safe with it.
Yeah, it's a lot involved just listening to that. I know, like you referenced Ernie, former guest on the show, ladies and gentlemen, who was in the tub. He looked very comfortably uncomfortable in the tub there, but I'm pretty sure, like you said, let me ask this question. What kind of benefits do most of your clients get after they get out for the first time or maybe the fifth time or 50th? What are some of the things that you hear like this, I feel rejuvenated, I'm happier, I'm less stressed, or what are some of the benefits?
It's a dopamine hit. You're getting 250% increase in dopamine.
Oh wow.
That's the feel good drug. So that's really the key is you get out of that and you do feel like $1 million, whether it's the dopamine, which it's definitely that, but also the relief of I am not in that cold water anymore. And that was definitely, you know, Ernie's case. He popped out and he gave me that look, I can't believe you made me do it. And I said, you did great. You know, he's a phenomenal man, you know, courage of steel. And just, you know, he stepped up and got in that tub and got cold. Again, Scott hit it to 37 degrees in the Atlantic Ocean. Chief Moya got in the ocean as well. And his first dip, we had, you know, several other people do it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just our courage. That's what we do. We take that step and we trust each other. So I think that's where Ernie was with his experience, was he trusted me, thankfully. And, you know, I trust him likewise. And just it's a good spot to be in, just being comfortable and in control.
We're going to jump right back into the interview, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're going to Sergeant Be Safe has a couple comments, a couple things to say. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Has been temporarily disconnected.
Psst. Hey, Megan. You need those pills to help you feel better. Treacherous Tony can help you.
Megan, no! Don't listen to him! It's dangerous!
Oh, no. Hey there, sweetheart. Looking for something special?
I've got this strange feeling something's not right. Captain Chaos, come on. We need to go investigate.
Investigate? But I just bought a new yo-yo.
Oh, my goodness. I just don't get it. Hold it right there, Treacherous Tony. We know what you're up to.
And we won't let you harm innocent people.
You can't stop me. I've got connections.
We're not afraid of your connections, Tony. We're here to protect the community.
And make sure Megan gets the help she needs legally.
Thank you, officers.
You are absolutely welcome, Megan. Remember, folks, there's legal ways to get the help that you need. Don't let anyone take advantage of you.
And if you ever need a helping hand, Sergeant Be Safe and Captain Chaos are here to save the day.
And that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're back in the, on screen with Billy Drees, the cold exposure expert. And we got a question on the floor from Ernie Stevens. Thank you for tuning in. It is, if you can discuss how cold therapy can help regulate cortisol and toxic stress.
Ernie. Make me put my science hat on here, which I'd rather not, but... really just working with your metabolism. So, you know, getting your body to adjust and work hard against that stressor. So what kind of stresses do we have? We have good stresses and bad stresses. Cold exposure is a stress that we can control, just like it's going to give you the same kickback as fight or flight. So would you rather train that fight or flight in a controlled environment, aka a tub that you can just step out of and dry off with? Or do you want to step in the ring with a lion every time?
Wow, yeah.
I'd rather be there. Yeah, so, you know, being able to regulate that, it works off your metabolism as far as the regulating the cortisol goes to. But there's smarter people out there that could cover that, answer that question for you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to claim to be a scientist that's going to give you the complete answer. So while I appreciate that question, Ernie, I'm going to pass that off.
Jason Harney's on here as well. Okay, Ernie has done it. Looks like I'm going to have to take the plunge too.
Most definitely. Jason, anytime, give us a call. I'll talk you through it. If you want to FaceTime it or come to Maine, I'll get you in the tub. If you shoot me where you're at too, I've got a couple people on the West Coast that can get a tub to you, or you can get to them and get you cold as well. So I've got a lot of connections out there. No matter where you are in the country, shouldn't be a problem.
Man, look at this. The man of many talents got hookups and connections. Chief Moy's on here. I sleep like a baby after cold dips, but it's incredible to experience how your breath can really get you through a challenging situation. Incredible training.
Yeah. And that's definitely one of the side effects, too, as far as regulating your body temperature. You can use it to wake yourself up. You can also use it to drop your core temperature, and your body has to start warming itself up. It gets you into deeper sleep quicker, and you do. You wind up sleeping like a baby. So depending on how you work it and how you breathe with it, you can hit it hard in the morning and go through some quicker, deeper breaths. Again, not doing the certain style where you're doing 30 breaths and holding your breath. You don't want to do that in water at all, but you pump up and you get energized for it. You get the, you know, you get your really deep growls as you're exhaling, and that fires you up. If you want to calm down and lower your stress response and be quiet for the night, then your breathing is I call it ninja breath. Close your mouth, pretend like you have a feather underneath your nose, and breathe without letting that feather move. So that'll calm you right down. Your heart rate drops. Your core temperature drops. And again, keep it in control, 3 to 5 minutes. That's all you really need. And then pop out, dry off. Don't take a shower. Don't warm up. Climb into bed. And you're sleeping like a baby and you feel really good. And that kind of hits to the Ernie's point too for the toxic stress.
Absolutely. Is
how you address your breathing. Your breathing guides you. And again, with any kind of scenario.
Seti P is on here. Good evening to you as well. Thank you for tuning in. It's interesting. I remember going playing football. I remember in the Army. I remember going through various trainings, the academy itself. Breathing was always, you had combat breathing, reset breathing. It's all in through your nose, hold 4 seconds out through your mouth. So many different techniques, but it all comes with breathing. And it sounds like that's basically the tip that you need to accomplish almost anything. But if we're talking about cold exposure, that's the tip that you need to get you over the hump of me to get, instead of 25 seconds, 30 seconds in a cold shower and without having to jump out. Or like I didn't tell you, I would stand there and I'd be a statue. I'd be there and I would do that as opposed to just like, I'm going to give it a try with the longer exhale or maybe the angry exhale. I think that'd probably be a little better for me.
It does feel good sometimes. I've got a buddy who was also in that video earlier. And that's his thing. He yells. He's loud. But then again, he was a Marine too, so that could be it. Sorry, so, Scott.
Oh, man, he threw you out there. Ernie's back in here again. Any medical conditions that would prohibit someone from doing cold therapy? For example, a heart condition, asking for a friend. That's a good question. I was going to jump into any negativities or people who should or should not do that. So that kind of segues into that.
And that is a great segue. Great, phenomenal question, because it's dangerous. You're putting your body in a stressful situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how everybody responds to it. Yes, they're responding to a stress. So you're stimulating your fight or flight. You're going to get that response. But if you've got any kind of condition, you always got to talk to your doctor. If they don't know the answer, if they're real quick to reply, absolutely not. Ask them, what's your experience with cold exposure? It's, I don't know. Who do I talk to? Who can we talk to find out more? Not that I don't trust you or believe you, but I'd like to learn more about it. I'm hearing a lot about it. I'm reading a lot about it. So-and-so is doing it. Ask more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Again, liability-wise, I'm passing it off to the docs. You got to hit that for sure. But really, the one thing that really people are questioning about, the heart thing, when you hear about people that fall off a boat, most of the time, it's their initial gasp reflex. When they get that, they hit that cold water. What happens as they're doing that? They're going into the water further and they're sucking in water, and it's typically not a heart attack response. It's a drowning. They're sucking in water. They're filling their lungs with water. But there's always a caution. There's always a risk. I would just say really check it and make sure that you're doing the right thing. Precautions, breathing, holding your breath, that type of thing. If you get dizzy easily, you have trouble. Raynaud's, lack of circulation in your extremities. You got to be really careful with that. Again, I've been doing it for, you know, almost 9 years now. I'm starting to wear booties on my feet. I've had Raynaud's since I was a kid. It's lack of circulation in the extremities. But Now I'm starting to wear a, you know, wetsuit, you know, surfing booties for the wintertime on my feet. A, I'm in a little bit longer sometimes because I'm coaching people. Mm-hmm. The bottom isn't soft. I deal with rocks and barnacles. Sometimes I can't feel my feet, so they'll get cut. I'd rather just avoid that altogether and not get cut. So, but the medical conditions, it really is. I hate to say it. Consult your physician. But yeah, just really get, you know, ask those important questions. What do they know about it? If they don't know anything about it, great. I respect that. But can we look at it? Can we get more information?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can give them. And again, for Ernie, I can give you some people to talk to that are going to give you the research to have more backing and give you the resources that your doctors can talk to,
right,
to get those correct answers.
Perfect. Would that also come into any kind of myths or misconceptions about cold exposure? Do they go hand in hand with consulting with the doctor, or things that people have heard? What are some misconceptions that you're aware of that you could share?
Yeah, the misconceptions, some of the things, you know, the misconceptions and fears are hypothermia. Of course, mm-hmm. getting cold, and you know, you hear about all that, and that, you know, all, you know, there's so many warnings out there of don't get in the water when it's, you know, in Maine, it's the thing. Just because it's sunny out in the early spring doesn't mean it's safe for you to go in the water. Be careful. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely true. Of course, but you're doing it in a controlled environment. You know, you're going in. You know, you're walking in. You've got behind you in your truck, in your vehicle, friends. You got a sauna. I used to have a sauna on a trailer. And for one of our dips we did, we had the sauna fired up and we were in the ocean, and then we got right into the sauna and we did a couple of cycles back and forth. So just knowing your limitations, you're not staying in for, you know, I wouldn't recommend any beginner stay in for 9, 10, 15, 20 minutes between the 30 and 55 degrees. Have I done it? Of course I have, because I'm going to test it and push it. Do I recommend other people do it? No. But I want to see what my body can do and what my mind can handle as well. So both body and mind challenge, I want to see what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, our body, I look at it as one big science experiment.
Yeah.
We're all different. I've got some things that are quirks for me that might not be quirks for you. Mm-hmm. So I want to see and test my body. Same thing with, you know, your bench press, your deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
What's your goal? Misconceptions and other things that kind of guidelines for cold exposure. Cold prior to working out, phenomenal. You're going to boost your testosterone levels,
okay,
your growth hormones,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be able to hit the gym and get a little bit better response from it. Now, if you flip that and go cold after, you're mm-hmm. going to destroy your inflammation process. So your hypertrophy, if you're looking to get strong,
mm-hmm.
you get cold after working out, you're going to kill your inflammation process. So you want to hit the other side of it. On the back side of your workout, it's heat exposure. You want to get those heat shock proteins. Well, that's where a hot shower, hot tub, that comes into play. So cold before a workout, heat after a workout. If you still want to get in the tub and get some cold in, like, you know, what Chief Moya said for doing nighttime dips, 4 hours. The rule of thumb is 4 hours after a workout,
okay,
your body has gone through that inflammation process where you're going to get the building blocks, your proteins and everything to build that muscle. You're not going to deplete that process. So 4 hours after workout, you're pretty much clear to get cold.
Gotcha. So Mike Sugru's in here. Billy is the real deal. He's truly making a difference in so many people's lives. Much respect, brother. Absolutely. You've given up good knowledge today.
I appreciate it. Mike, I love watching you. I love hearing you. And those words, I really, you know, again, that preview of the different people that you had on here, amongst my heroes, amongst my mentors, and amongst my friends, I really do appreciate it all.
Yeah, such deserving, very deserving. I'm speaking very highly of you and the trainings that you have put on. How many are your trainings local to New England itself, or have you been nationwide? Are they virtual, or how long have you been giving trainings as well?
Right now, I'm locked up right here in Maine. I'm in Florida,
yeah,
not here, but I'm up in Maine. I'm doing everything there, And, you know, I've gotten a few people that message me for other things. I've got a buddy that does stuff out on the West Coast. And that's where I started doing workshops with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I owned a bed and breakfast. And mm-hmm. through COVID, that's what we did. We had him come out and we did workshops. We had people do cold exposure and breath mm-hmm. work. My inn was shut down and needed a source of revenue to come in. Mm-hmm. And I brought him in. And absolutely phenomenal. Now he's part of a huge company, a growing company that makes tubs, cold tubs with a chiller unit on it. And they do a phenomenal job. He's a director of their human performance. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of work with him for the most part if we're going outside. And I've done a couple of workshops with him recently in Massachusetts. But other than that, it's all been right home base for me. Would I like to? Absolutely.
Gotcha. What are some testimonials or success stories that you've gotten from other people that have been a little leery or have gone through the process or continuously go through the process and they come back to you and you hear they were going through this and after cold exposure, it changed their life to this or whatever kind of testimonial it is. Is there any that you could share with us?
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a few people. I can call out Chief Moya for his testimonial on it, but you know, the transformation that he's had both mentally and physically
mm-hmm.
For him as well as other people in our community. A really good friend of mine too has diabetes and that's helped mm-hmm. him regulate and he feels like he can do a little bit more with it. Another gentleman that I work with who's in law enforcement as well has been doing it on a regular basis. I think he's working on his fourth year with it.
Okay.
He's starting to do a lot of work with me for other aspects, you know, for himself, most of his has been, he's had some problems with his shoulders and neck, mm-hmm. but also just being more physically fit and mm-hmm. staying focused. Yeah, I think that would be, you know, I've got a couple of them out there. Again, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. No, you know, and also I apologize, Chief Moya. We've done a couple workshops here in Maine for our officer wellness and resilience programs, and it's been a huge success. I really enjoyed it this last time around. We had a few people try the tub that I brought to the conference, and it was pretty slick to watch them go through it, and especially the people that were nervous and scared. It was like you said before, Clee, focus on the breathing, and they nailed it. One woman got in the tub and cool as a cucumber. She was scared. Got in the tub.
Uh-huh.
Just, I sat right in front of her and I'm like literally right in her face. I said, don't worry about anybody else around us. Just look at me and breathe. Big, deep breath, inhale, and then let it all out. You got a candle that's 6 feet behind me, blow through it and just send it. Send that exhale, extend it out. And I think I had the tub at 42 degrees and she was in it for at least 9 minutes.
Wow.
She got out and she felt phenomenal.
So nice.
Again, and that was a first timer. Talked about it a lot, saw it, and just said, finally, I'm going to do it.
So, man, I'm loving the success story. It's good to know. Good to hear. Yeah.
So we're trying to get everybody included in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. I was just going to add, how is this important and relatable for law enforcement? You know, we our adrenaline levels are very low at some point, then we get that call, we go to level 10 immediately. Then sometimes we're back down to level 3, then we're at level 11. And then we fluctuate so much throughout a shift, a month, a rotation, working days and nights, not being able to have a great sleeping pattern, eating pattern or anything like that. How can this help with first responders and law enforcement?
I think that does, Clee. That comes back to what Ernie talked about, the cortisol response. And stress management. So working on your breathing, the breathing that you learn from the cold exposure, you're going to apply that to on the job stuff. You're going code to a call, work on your box breathing. We talked about the 4-4-4, holding for 4 seconds, breathing in, breathing out, and going through that. I do the 4-7-8 as well, 4 seconds in, seven second hold, 8 second exhale. That's my go-to. I just like that because it really amplifies that exhale. I really feel the benefit is coming from that exhale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my go-to when I feel like I'm getting up to that level 10, 11. Okay, slow down. And it does. Yeah. It pulls you in from that tunnel vision and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got it. and time slows down and you're able to work through the process. So being able to manage that stress and knowing that that's another tool in the toolbox to get it done.
Yeah. So beneficial. You're making me feel guilty now. I gotta try it a little better. And I know there's others out there that I know personally that were asking about it. So I'm excited that you're explaining it to this degree. I was hoping some of them would jump on and ask some of the questions that they had, but maybe in the replay, we'll see. But what are some of the common questions that you do get just to address some of the unanswered questions that may not have been asked?
Am I going to die? No. it's trusting it and knowing your environment and just breathing through it, going through that aspect of it. Questions, you know, what temperatures, what time? So the rule of thumb is threes and fives, 30 degrees to 50 degrees, 35 to 55 degrees, 3 to 5 minutes, depending on that. That's your optimal dose. So are you going to take, you know, if you got pain in your body, how many Advil are you going to take? 2, 3, 4, 6, 8. No, you're probably just going to need a little bit of a dose. So sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes it's just 1 minute. If I'm going for more resiliency where I don't want to build up too much adaptation for the physical component, I'm in for a minute and it's cold. Like I drop it down all the way for my tub. I'll drop it all the way down to 37 degrees. In the summertime, maybe I'll add a little bit more ice. But again, that temperature difference when it's 80 degrees outside and you're getting a 37 degree tub, it's cold.
Yeah.
So I'll hit that for a minute and that works on my resiliency of not adapting, but working on my mental stress to be able to, my mental prowess, just be able to just go, okay, calm down. You're in here for a minute. You're going to get that quick shock and you're, oh my gosh, this is cold. Focus on your breathing and then you're out. If I want to push it longer and work more on a metabolic aspect of it and work on adaptation, then I'll stay in longer. But I'll also raise the temp up 45 degrees and I'll stay in for 12 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer. 50 degrees, I'm in for 15, 20, 30 minutes and I'll work on meditation. I'll work on smooth breath work, no breath holds at all, and I'll just focus and meditate. I'll put some, you know, wooey gooey music in the background and just relax. And that's it. Treat it like a reverse hot tub. I'm chilling out and I'm relaxing with it and I'm focusing on my breathing and going from there.
Gotcha.
So really that's some of the biggest questions are time and temperature, as well as I don't have $5,000 to buy a tub. What can I do? And from there, I'd say you're going in, you can go to a farm supply store, get a 100-gallon tub. And again, right from the tap, depending on where you are, 40 to 50 degrees, that's all you need. If you need to get a little bit more ice in it, then grab it. So that's, you know, those logistics of that is where you're getting most of the questions from. And again, you know, coming back to what Ernie posted down there, as far as the mindset goes, I agree. You adopt that mindset that first thing in the morning, that's a non-negotiable. You eat the frog. The first thing you do in the day, get it out of the way. And that's how I did it for the first 3 years of me getting in cold exposure. I'd wake up and I'd get right in the ocean. It was a non-negotiable every day. That just made me so much more ready to handle anything else, no matter what. There wasn't anything. I mean, there was, but for the most part, getting in the ocean first thing in the morning, sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning, in the dark, and it's the ocean. You know how you test if there's sharks in the water? You taste it. If there's salt, it's probably sharks. So sometimes I get the creepies, the hair stand up on the back of my neck going, I shouldn't be in this water. I'm eating the frog twice. It's cold and there may be something out there bigger. Taking on those stresses in the morning is really, like Ernie said, is non-negotiable.
Just falls right in line with discipline. I like the analogy of eat the frog first thing in the morning and everything else that you do for the rest of the day. You already got the hardest thing out of the way. So everything is pretty much downhill from there. So let me ask you, some of the you talked about if you go into the ocean or a large body of water, make sure you have a buddy, which makes sense. One thing you said is once you get out of the water, you don't want to warm up too quickly. What kind of process would you suggest on a warm-up process once you get out
out of that body of water for whatever time frame that you were in.
Pat yourself dry. So rubbing is not the way to go. So when you got a towel, you just pat yourself dry. Again, in the video there in the intro, had those nice, mm-hmm. nice fancy robes on. And yeah. that warms you right up and takes the wind chill out of it. But mm-hmm. moving.
Mm.
Big, large muscle groups, squat, lunge, jumping jacks, that type of thing. Something to naturally increase your body temperature.
Gotcha.
That's what you're going to get the benefit from. That's where you're going to get the cardiovascular benefits from. Your circulation component is going to increase because you're really exercising everything. Mm-hmm. From your capillaries to your veins, everything really gets a good pump from that. And next thing you know, you're recirculating and you're a lot warmer. I advise against, you know, when you're rubbing, it opens up the blood too soon to your extremities and outside. So that kind of has a negative effect. The same thing with getting in a hot shower. Sometimes yeah. you're so cold, you don't feel it. So you're going to get burned. So
oh, wow.
that's for me, that's a non-negotiable. I won't warm up by getting in the shower. I just let myself naturally warm up. If I push myself a little too hard, it's a learning process for me. I should have known better. And that's where now lately I've been starting to use booties because my feet are just getting mm-hmm. to be beat up. So,
gotcha. Hey, well, thanks for sharing all this information. We're gonna pause for the calls one more time. We'll start and be safe commercial, and we're gonna come right back to this interview, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Stand by.
Your Honor, we have undeniable evidence that Chance Wilder attempted to hack into multiple bank accounts and steal money. We request the maximum penalty.
That's right, Your Honor. Chance Wilder is a menace to society, and we must put an end to his hacking shenanigans.
Objection, Your Honor. My client is innocent until proven guilty. We believe there's been a misunderstanding. Chance Wilder is a misunderstood genius, not a criminal.
Order in the court. Let's hear the defense's case.
Your Honor, I present to you Chance Wilder's latest creation, the Hacker Helper 3000. This incredible software was designed to protect innocent people from cyber threats. Chance's intentions were pure.
Objection, Your Honor. This is just a ploy to distract us from the real issues at hand.
Indeed, Your Honor. We even have evidence of Chance Wilder's hacking attempts. He's gone so far to have left a digital signature saying, "Catch me if you can."
Chance Wilder, I've heard both sides of the story. Hacking is illegal. Since you like to take wild chances, I sentence you to community service, where you use your skills for good, helping organizations protect themselves from cyber threats.
Oh man, no money and community service.
Shut up and take the deal.
Well, there's another good job done by our district attorney, just in case.
It was a team effort.
And there you go, folks. Justice was brought to Chance Wilder, but I'm pretty sure he'll be up to his shenanigans again. So tune in, and that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I hope you liked that commercial with Sergeant Be Safe and Chance Wilder. We're back here in the studio with Billy Dreams, and we had a wonderful discussion on cold exposure. And I know I learned a lot I knew maybe surface level information on this such topic and situation. And Billy has really dug deep and provided scenarios, situations, experiences, which proved important. How much he's involved, how much he's divested into this, and how much he was willing to share and help all of us out, just basically sharing this information and having a lot of fun doing it. Billy, I know, is there anything that I missed through the course of conversation? I may have forgot to ask a question, or I may have jogged your memory and another topic that you wanted to share on this. Is there anything that I may have forgot to ask right now? The floor is yours.
I really do think, Glee, you covered everything great. I mean, the questions, how we had everything set up.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job. Again, we talked about the breathing aspect of it, how important it is and how it applies to us on the job and stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
Again, on the job, at home, however you want to deal with it, interpersonal skills amongst the department, with your family, with your friends. Breathing is the key to it, and just the, you know, the cold exposure is just another tool on the tool belt for us to be able to do what we need to do to make better human interactions and make ultimately ourselves better people. So I think we did a really good job explaining the process here, and I really do, again, I'm honored to have this opportunity. So I really do thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm honored to have you on the show. I know we've been talking back and forth for a while, and to actually get our schedules aligned to share this information has been a lot of fun and very beneficial, not only for me and you, but for everyone who's watching right now and everyone who's going to watch the replay later on as well. One thing I do want to do is, for those who are jumping in for the second portion of the show, is to reshow the video, your intro video, of basically you and a group of former guests on the show. He surprised me with this picture. I was like, wow, I know everyone in this picture just from them being former guests and doing a class or routine with cold exposure. So let's show this again. Let me get it all set up here. And thank you for sending those clips. It was a lot of fun to watch and to see the pictures of those as well.
Yeah. Those gentlemen right there, phenomenal people. We really had a special time. That was during our last Officer Wellness and Resiliency workshop up here in Maine. And having everybody together, that caliber of people, humbled to be amongst them. Thankful to call them friends, and really just proud of who they are and what we are doing to better ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great weekend.
Yeah, looks like it. I know. I bet. I'm glad you got to send me those just so I could see how you guys participated with cold exposure. It was pretty good. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you have any other questions, make sure that you put them in the comment section. We will address them when we can. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I know I learned a lot. I'm glad that you made yourself available, Billy. I know that you're on vacation, so I'm not going to monopolize too much more of your time. Thank you for making yourself available and coming on the show. It's been a great show, great information. You blessed it very wonderfully. I don't know. And you helped me through it because, like you know, my voice has been going in and out, and I've been faking it for a few times when I knew it was about to go out and I had to take a sip of this water here. So thank you for helping me get through the show. And like I said, we had a lot of fun doing it. It's a lot of fun. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Teamwork, brother. That's what we're here for. I appreciate you, and I got your back. So we'll get you in a tub here soon.
Yeah. Reluctantly to say that I'm pretty sure that's eventually going to happen. So
I can make a road trip. We can make this work.
Oh man, he's making it sound sooner than later. Yeah, that we will knock out. We'll get that thing done sometime soon. Absolutely. Cool. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you guys for tuning in. This is Black and Blue. This is the podcast that is just for you, where we go live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when we go live with a guest that is either law enforcement or a first responder, whether they're rookie, seasoned, or retiree. And we talk about their trainings, experiences, and publications. And we didn't fall short today. We do have a special guest that's coming on to the show next week, but I'm not going to tell you who they are because you know I never do, because I want you guys to tune in for next week. We got another all-star lineup for you. Get your questions ready. Make sure you tag, like, share. We appreciate you. We love you. Take care of each other. 10-4, over and out. See you next week.
This is a good drink. I like this place.
I like it too. Mario, let me get another one.
Well, jeez Louise, you guys each had enough.
Hey guys, don't you guys look nice?
Now your fools wanna show off.
She's talking to me.
No, dummy, she's talking to me.
You wanna see me outside?
I see you now.
They're fighting over me.
Hey, you guys need to break it up. You're wrecking my place. Hey, Sergeant Better Safer, I need your head now.
Welp, I got a few pics of them. I'm out.
You foes knocked each other out. Megan, don't you live?
Dealing it to that like Popeye when it's dinner time.
Looks like we're right on time again. I don't understand why you guys are fighting. I just saw Megan leaving. Was it for that?
It's because she liked my profile picture.
We're connected. Insta-talk.
Sounds like she played both of you. Isn't that right, Kraken?
Sergeant the Best Safe! Captain Chaos! You guys saved the day again! You guys are the true heroes!
Thank you, Mario. We appreciate it. Once again, these two are going back to jail. Part of their punishment is they're going to have to pay for all of these damages. And that's your tip of the day to get you on your way.
Said you were. It would be real simple if the problem was bad cops. It ain't.